This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. RJ's hunting and fishing. Mike, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Mick? How are you this morning?
I'm good, man. Thanks for asking.
It's a little wet yesterday afternoon around here.
Yeah, y'all got slammed pretty good. Everybody north of me got it good.
Yeah, we missed it all week.
West.
Well, I was in Massville yesterday. Rusty had to go move a bunch of hay in. It got gnarly up there, but it split us, so we got lucky. We finished up getting all that hay up. And,
yeah.
But, no, it's that was pretty wicked around here. Late yesterday afternoon, so.
Yeah, but these storms haven't been messing around. There's been some good winds in them. They're not playing around. Some of them pretty good ones.
Yep. But, well, and that just going through the ground. I talked to Brandon Ballet yesterday, and river jumped back up a little bit. I figured it was going through with all that stuff up north.
Right.
He said, no, they didn't leave. He said it just, you know, got to grind them a little harder. So, but that's that time of year, unless you've got clean water and really watch birds work bait, stuff like that. It makes it a little difficult.
Yeah.
But other than that, I know me and him was talking about the tarp, and he said tarp bite's been good. He said the weather's just been killing us.
Oh, yeah.
He fished both the Grand Isle and the Empire deal, and him and a buddy running together, and he called his buddy in on a school he was in. His buddy pulled up, caught a 175. And that goes to show, that's why you don't call nobody in. I said, I understand. I said, that call in don't ever work for me anyhow. I said, I'm always late to the party. By the time I get to that bike.
Yeah, by the time I'm in there, I don't even go because it's – once they call you, it's pretty much over anyway.
They ain't gonna call you
in the heat of the battle, buddy.
No, they ain't got time.
They'll call you and let you come in and pick up scraps, man.
That's, yeah, there you go.
I go the other way.
That's so funny how that works.
It is. It's better to find your own school and you be the first one on them and you know what to do with them.
Yep. It's just like his brother Brent. I mean, man, that boy's tight. I called him the other day, one of the last days I fished, and I heard him go, ugh, on the phone. He's a man I make 15 miles a year. I said, well, I'm just telling you, I got a pretty good bike going on over here. He said, I ain't making a 15-mile trip for show up on a no bite. I said,
right, they'll turn off before he gets there, man.
Yeah, either I catch them all, you know. So,
so true.
So it is, you know.
Well, that was fine back in the day, you know, when you had these mega schools.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Piranha City. Yeah, you call in a neighborhood on them and never turn them off. So many fish.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's like we, that's what me and Brandon talked about an hour yesterday. He was talking about his hour. They're catching some peewees up north on the east side up around California and all that up in there. And I said, I remember the days you go up there and they, it'd be seagulls for miles. Every one of them 10, 11 inches long. It's because everybody asks me all the time, he said, man, y'all don't work these birds that are diving? I said, no, we'll catch gas top hornheads. Man, there's a lot of birds diving. I said, and I'll stop them. I said, okay, what? You make the cast, you take them off. I said, you make the cast, you make the first cast. Never what you catch, you take this one off. He'll jump up there like, man, they know what they're doing. Yeah. Cork hit the water, go. I see that rod bow up and go to tugging. I said, well, you know how to use one of these flippers? He said, what do you mean a flipper? I said, that little gaff top you got on, you're going to get him off your line. I wind up having to get him off because ain't nobody knows how to use one of them flippers unless they've been schooled on how to use it. You know, so it's a great tool.
It is.
Touch none of that slimy mess. But I don't have no offshore port. I know they still haven't run long. That gulf out there in front of the river is still kind of chocolatey, and nobody can figure out why. So
Richard and his buddies went out of Cocodrie last week, and they caught him a little wind of there. He hit it just right because, man, the gulf had been full of storms, you know, before that and then after that. But I think they went out 180 miles. I caught a big blue marlin. I caught a bunch of yellowfin, blackfin, Dorado.
Why would you want to run out of Cocodrie? Come on.
Well, he knows somebody over there. You know, he's got a guide over there that's really good that him and his buddies fish with every year.
I'm glad that was there for you, Bill, not mine.
Yeah. Well, they fished, and I think it was a 36-hour deal.
Well, gotcha. Well, they did find a window then to do that.
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't even know anybody that run out of Cocodrie offshore.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to run a lot of skinny water before you get to something there. This sounds like running out of Galveston.
Yeah.
So, but each time. Shoot, man, them boys, last month, they was running 140 out of Venice.
Yeah.
And you had that, I don't know, beeline to Cocodrie. I don't know, 40, 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Get the end of the river.
I know.
Because they was running west. And, you know, not due west, but they were running south, but they was fishing over, you know, to the west side more than they was the east side. So,
well, man, let's,
ain't no different than these boys out of Texas having to make that run to go catch that stuff.
So, now I'm telling you, that's,
you know, them boys out of Matagorda, they'll pull out and go to the flower garden. That's a pull right there.
Never think twice about it.
No. But they
back in the day, you wouldn't do that. It's just things have changed. Boats are better.
Yeah, well,
engines are
more
dependable, faster. Yep. Let's roll. Let's do it.
Yep. If you can get that window, you bet. Let's roll it.
But it's the Gulf's been on fire when you can get out there. It's been laid down, and boy, I tell you, everybody's doing good. A lot of pretty fish coming in.
Oh, yeah. The change that subject, I don't know, American League West got to be the worst division in baseball.
Well, right now it is. I mean, all these teams could get red hot again.
They better.
And all ones that are winning now go in a slump, too. I mean, that, you've seen that forever in baseball. That's the way it works.
We got to get some pitching. Well, we got to get some bats.
No, we got to get some bats. I don't, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, Hunter Brown pitched his butt off the other night.
Well, we got that call at home plate. I can't believe New York didn't reverse that. Yiner got his hand on the plate between that catcher's arm and everything before the tag was applied. And, I mean, there were several camera angles that
I mean, even when the pitcher stays on the mound, he knows it.
Yeah.
They still confirm it. I went, yep, well, that shows you right there.
Yep, and, well, and plus Walker had that home run robbed for him from him in center field. That would have been another run. That would have been the game right there, so. If ands and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we would. Man, Christmas for all week. Already right around the corner. Where's August went? My God.
I don't know. August has flown by, hadn't it? I mean.
Yeah, it ends July.
We got Labor Day coming up, brother.
I know. And I'm getting some decent dove reports around here, but these little storms are just, they're going to screw that up if they don't stop.
I'm telling you.
Because it's going to keep stirring them birds up, moving them. So I hadn't talked to nobody here locally that's just got anything that's rock solid.
Yeah.
So now I know South Texas is, holy smoke. Man, the videos I'm seeing.
I didn't even talk to Crocker. Have you talked to Crocker lately? I'm sure
no,
he's loved it up.
No, he ought to be.
He always is.
Yeah. So, nah, I was just trying to find something close by. I'm driving through that morning, turn around back home. You know what I mean?
We used to have some good shoots over here east of town, you know, on my side.
Oh, I know he did.
But
you don't have the
farm.
You'd
be loaded up, and then you'd get that one year. Here comes a monsoon on opening day.
Yep. Exactly right. But they just don't grow the crops like they used to.
No, we don't have the agriculture anymore.
You know, you know, that's the same thing with our geese. You know, you used to draft them.
Man, he just got down on I-10 and left my backyard and headed toward Beaumont. I mean, how many rats of geese were you going to see, man?
Yeah. You know, and I don't know over your way, but I know the rice fields haven't changed. And you take from Lake Charles to Lafayette, and solid rice fields on both sides of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't seen a goose on a field or flying over the highway over 10 years, I know.
Yeah, flyways changed.
And flyways changed, but they say, too, that they've got all kinds of new blends of rice. They say them geese don't like it.
Huh, how about that?
It ain't the old native, you know, rice that everybody just growed back in the day. You know, you take Katy and all that, which that's all concrete now. But
it's the way it's getting over my way in Chambers.
Oh, it's everywhere.
I mean, I remember taking the boys to school, and from my house all the way to Barbers Hill School was just solid rafts of geese on both sides of the road. It was hard to get them boys to go to class. They were wanting to go goose hunting.
Absolutely. You bet.
Oh, well.
So, it's what it is, I guess. I don't see where it's going to change. You know, that's why I drive all them hours to go to Lubbock every year, but that is crazy up there.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all have absolutely some beautiful hunts up there.
Yeah. So.
Sand hills and geese.
Yep.
And ducks.
Yeah, and doves.
And doves, yeah.
Yeah, you know, great. I hit the snow. I hit when... Just 2 days prior to when I went last year, I was talking to them boys that was up there. I had a bunch of friends up there. Even Bobby Warren was up there. Some boys from Venice was up there a few days before I got there. They go hunt that morning, that afternoon. And Bobby said he ain't seen so many doves he ever seen in his life. He said it took about 5 minutes to kill 15.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, then that snow got in there right well while I was driving up.
I remember that ice storm you drove up there in.
Yep, absolutely. And them doves went, I don't know where they went. Just went south. But
they always do.
Yeah, they do. So, and
right,
I want to repeat, I made a mistake the other morning. I misread that on opening day of deer season, on gun season.
Yeah.
It is November the 1st. It was.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'll sure be here before you know
fact
it.
Fact check me. Oh, absolutely. They should be good on them, too.
Dead fish pictures to duck and deer pictures.
Yeah.
On social media.
So. Yeah, and I hadn't heard nothing on no deal yet. I know that, like I said, me and Brandon talked for an hour yesterday, and he said he hadn't seen nothing. He said, we got the grass as long as we don't get that water back in there like we did last year. You know?
Yeah. Bink's starting to see a few down his way. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good.
All right, Mike, I got a roll, buddy. Somebody wants to call you, give them a number.
832-338-9376.
All right, my friend. Well, Mike, have a good one. I'll talk to you Saturday. Be safe.
All right, bro. Later.
All right, later. BigCashSnapper.com. The Big Cash Snapper Tournament, they're wrapping up its first annual series, and they're having a free entry snapper tournament. That's right, no entry fee. Fish anywhere along the Texas coast on Friday, September 5th. You can fish from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. and bring your best three snapper to the weigh-in at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda on Saturday, the next day, September 6th. Have your fish there before 6 p.m. First place, $5,000. Second place, $2,500. Third place, $1,500, along with side pots for Big Snapper, King, Ling, and Dorado. Then you can join in after the weigh-in for food, live music, and a fundraiser for the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. Find your details at BigCashSnapper.com. That's BigCashSnapper.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Tiki Island, check in with Captain James Blog. Silver King Adventures. What's up, Poon Man?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, not a lot, man. You want to air out some dirty laundry?
this is what Vince used to say. So how'd y'all do, man? He said, man, we was 007. I said, that's big time. What was that? He said, zero bite, zero fish, 7 hours.
7 hours. That's pretty good. I like that.
We were 0012 yesterday.
0012?
0012.
When'd you take that big front line picture? Was that yesterday?
No, it could have been yesterday. Hey, man, we busted them at 6:30 yesterday morning, and I come in them at 6:30 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, so you were coming in ahead of all them storms that came through us and headed that way.
Yeah, I could see that stuff coming. No, I don't know when that was, Mickey. One day that I get caught in all that stuff.
Well, Cameron was in the boat with you.
Yeah, Larry. I guess Tuesday, it was kind of crappy Tuesday, man. It never was really nice. It was kind of a hard north wind.
Yeah.
And a lot of storms, and then it kind of went northeast. They got the clip at about 15, and, man, there was big storm coming out of east, curling toward us. And, man, I'm fixing to go.
Yeah.
There was one little boat out there by me. Like, man, I wouldn't even be in the bay in that thing. He's out here in the middle of the Gulf.
Oh.
And I said, man, it's got a lot of lightning in it. And we wasn't seeing enough or catching enough to stay. You know, I'm like, man, I ain't staying. Hey, about that time, the nation says, man, I got a bite. I said, reel down on it. And, well, it's him, and it's a big one, too. So, now, of course, we got to fight him through the storm and all that stuff.
Right.
Couldn't hook him higher before then, but it never got terrible. It kind of dissipated. It blew about 20 knots, maybe, but
yeah.
It wasn't crazy. But, nah, Mickey, really, it ain't been no good. I mean, the fishing ain't been near as good as last year. You know, Penner's probably catching more fish than anybody. He had a good little old niche going on down there. He was catching them, and you know, I ain't gonna tell nobody where he was fishing, but he was catching them. But it was a spot,
right?
And man, I think he called Jeremy yesterday. I know there was so many boats yesterday. I mean, I ran by them. I ran 140 miles yesterday where there
Good
wasn't
Lord.
No boats, and there wasn't no fish either. But I'm sure somebody ran into them. But I talked to Brian. He said
yeah.
It sucked. He had one bite. I think Penner called Jeremy, which means he wasn't catching nothing. There wasn't nobody I talked to that seen much. We saw a couple of schools about 40 miles down the beach, up and down, one-timers. It would just slow. It really ain't been very good.
Yeah.
I mean, we're catching a few fish, but it's not good. Weather's been good. It's just.
Well, I think I've seen more tarpon fishermen this year than I've ever seen. Man, everybody's doing it.
Nah, dude, you telling no about the art. Hey, but all these little bay boats and all this stuff, I'm just telling you, man, I ain't the smartest guy in the world. I'm old and I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm telling you, they're going to sink out there. These guys, it gets calm, they bring them a little bay boats and front troll motors and makeshift rod holders and all this stuff, and that's all great, good. I hope they catch hundreds of them. I don't care. But, man, they're playing in that Gulf of Mexico. You're going to have – keep messing around out there in little old bay boats and stuff. It ain't going to be good. I'm just telling you. I've said this before.
It's not.
And it's not. Hey, I'm looking at these two kids, and it's some kind of shallow kind of rig. They ain't even batting an eye. Like, well – jigging with it, I wouldn't be out here in that thing. But if it really went sideways, I mean, it got – it's so calm right now that even if it gets sideways, what's it go to? A foot and a half, 1/8.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't even get the 2 foot. Roll on out there on like some 2 foot rollers and let one hit you blowing about 30 knots and it goes to 4 foot instantly. And all your old bay boats, front trow, Haney kind of deals, you're going to the bottom, bud. You better have you some life jackets.
Yeah, you are. You're going to the bottom.
You know, but you can get away with all this stuff right now because it's so calm.
Well,
it was just as flat when I come in yesterday as when I left. But we didn't see much, man. We didn't see. Well, actually, we just saw just a little bit of something. We found some jackfish and stuff. I let these kids catch them some jackfish. And they was hard to catch.
Yeah.
Picking up a lot of shrimp, Mickey. I seen a big old white shrimp jump. I mean, he looked like a mullet jumping.
Right.
But most of the shrimp and birds we're picking up were, man, 100 count maybe, 90 count.
Well, that's small for the Gulf.
That's what I thought, too. I mean, they're right next to me. I said, man, look how small them shrimp are. But there's big ones because I saw one jump.
Yeah.
Man, that was big white. But overall, I would rate it as it's just okay. It ain't been that good. Now, look, I spend a lot of time driving away from the fish. But even the guys that are sitting in them, there's not been any real big days. Yeah, I'm happy to get a bite or two. Or just see some fish, actually.
Sure, yeah. Well, it makes it makes it a lot better when you see something. When you don't see anything, that's when, don't see anything, going, man, it's the
dude,
dead
we
sea.
Had one of them. We did that Sunday. We were zero for zero at about 130 miles. That was, we didn't see much yesterday, but did see some stuff, but.
Yeah.
You know, tarpon fishing is the hunt. It's the hunt. Everybody's got a jig. Everybody's got a trolling motor. Everybody's got a giant reel rod. They can catch them. finding them is what's hard. That's the joy of it. You know,
like trout fishing, you know, finding them is the most fun part.
That's the most fun. I mean, you and I, we don't really care about catching the 2-pound trout, but I like to figure it out. So do you.
Like to find them, yeah.
Yeah. That's like me running down here to 6 boats, there's a bunch of tarpon around them. I just soon run 60 miles the other way. But you get burned like that a lot. You know, the fish are where they're at. You know, they get where they like to be and, you know, different places. It just, you know, it's just, and where we seen them fish yesterday, I normally, we see some fish right there, but it's always just like that. You see one or two schools up and down, and then you never see them again.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like you can go there every time and see some, but you ain't going to catch nothing. Looks pretty
nice.
What
was that picture you sent me the other day, Cameron, man? He's got a million flags hanging off his boat, off the seam.
Dude, that was killer. Hey,
they nuke them or what, man? That's putting it on them right there, brother.
They had a good super trip, dude. That's why I sent that to you.
That was wild.
David McCaleb, Matt Rodriguez invited David to come, you know, because David's on the team. He fished with him. He
right.
had just gotten home, and Matt said, man, come back down and fish with us. So David come down here. David caught, now this is hard to do, a double personal grand slam. He caught 2 blues, 2 whites, and 2 sails. That's a double personal grand slam.
Wow.
Hey, the Gulf,
David did?
The Gulf of himself, personal.
Wow.
And then the next morning, Cameron called me and said, man, their hole dried up. I said, well, my hole dried up, too. I just said everything we got's dried up. So I moved, and he moved. And damn if we don't catch one, and he landed on them. And Matt caught a personal grand slam. He caught a white, a blue, and a sail. I think he pitched like a 150-pound blue, and I think he missed another one, but it's been pretty good, dude. A lot of fish. There's numbers put up in the Gulf this year that I feel pretty safe about saying it's probably unprecedented about the numbers that's been put up
right
in the Gulf this year. But it's been really good.
Not
and man,
to mention that fantasy slam that Cameron caught. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, and there's been 2 or 3 super slams this past week. The D-Carb, Troy Day, and them out of Freeport.
What's a super slam?
They had a white, a sail, a blue, and a sword.
Wow.
The kicker's having a spearfish, man.
So, the fantasy slam, you got to have the spearfish.
The spearfish is the
and
kicker.
And that's got to be in a one-day deal, right?
One to 24-hour period, yes, sir.
Yeah, I got you.
they did it in 9 hours. But, you know, it's like the tarpon fishing. When it's good, man, these kids, the trolls and all stuff, hell, they're better than me. They're dialed in. So when these guys land on them, they're fixing to wear them out, buddy. They got mates that are hooking fish, the dredge fishing. I mean, when they land on them, they're good. In the old days, 20 years ago, you can land on them, and you're going to have a good day, but you ain't going to put up no numbers like what these guys are doing.
Kind of like what,
ain't no way.
What Danny Warriors and them did 2 years ago.
Yeah, on the tarpon fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they landed on a man, and these guys, now you got three guys that know what to do. Yes, the Culpeppers and Dave and them.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, we'd have caught, let's just say it's great. We'd have caught, let's just say we'd have caught 10.
Yeah.
And that would have been outstanding. But the way everybody's dialed in, you land on them, buddy. Even me, I ain't the best in the world no more. But if I got the right guys and I land in them, I'm fit to wear them out, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the old days, we had to learn how to do all that. We didn't know how to go buy a trolling motor and rig these jigs and how to put spreader bars out and all that stuff. We figured all that stuff out, but everybody knows now.
So right.
That's why you can put up them numbers.
Right.
Look at the old days, you and I, we threw, you know, spoons and mirror lures. We didn't throw no jigs. Now we get on a school of fish, put them jigs on there, we're fixing to lace them out, man.
Yeah, but we're not even close to what we caught on inadequate stuff back then. That was absolutely... We saw an era of fishing for speckled trout that nobody will ever see again. That just...
I think about that too, Mickey. That's, you know, and I'm not too sad. Hey, we saw it. And we seen it. Just like the tarpon fishing or the trout fishing, growing up fishing with you, they can do all this stuff they do now, and it's cool. And everybody's doing good and catching a bunch of fish. They ain't touched what we did, buddy, back then. There was just too many of them. Just too many.
Well, there wasn't as many people doing what we were doing. We just had it all to ourselves.
Man, I remember me and you and your old gold Ford truck. Dude, we was lacing them out, man. Big ones. We couldn't even get nobody to go with us.
No, we couldn't even pay anybody to go with. Oh, it's too cold. I said, man, you don't have time to get cold on what we're doing.
Nah. Hey, we really didn't care. We were so poor, it didn't make no difference to us.
It didn't matter. We were just...
Me and you were going. We didn't care. We were going no matter what. If it was right, me and you was going.
No matter what.
I remember that time I was dragging you back from rollover. You fell asleep over there. I was driving that old gold truck of yours.
Yeah, and you hit every jug hole on the way home, bouncing my head off the window.
Oh, man.
I was cussing you the whole way home.
We had a lot of fun, buddy. Gosh,
and then I saw one, you straddled it. I said, you missed one.
Man, I had an old black truck back in them days, man. Remember that thing? I don't know what kind of tires I had, but, man, it stayed sliding off the road.
Oh, yeah, that's... It's terrible. Pulling a boat and getting sideways, that's nasty. You better know how to drive.
Like, ain't that the truth? But it's like places that, you know, that we used to tarpon fish that, I mean, dude, it was it. And, you know, they don't seem to go there much anymore. Now you move and go somewhere else.
It's, right.
Everything's different.
It is. All right, James, I got to roll, my friend. Hey,
okay,
if somebody
buddy.
Wants to call you about hooking up and going fishing with you, give them a number so they can reach you, brother.
All right, brother, 409-771-7306. Hey, real quick, I know the tournament starts today, so there's no cut, but they play 4 days, right?
What, on the,
East Lake?
Finals? Yeah, East Lake, yeah.
So they'll start today, but there's no cut, right?
No, this is a top 30, man. They go all the way.
Rojo, man. Hey, well, I'm going to probably watch. I don't know if I'm going today or not. I may ride with Jeremy. I don't have no trip. But if not, right. I'll call you after a while.
Okay. I'll see you, buddy.
All right,
later. All right. Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. There's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, all their different size bottles, regulators, diffusers. They refill your bottles there at the store. But for more info, call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught guff shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's, no imports, none of that stuff. It's all wild-caught local guff shrimp. And they have great deals on them, whether you're looking for the 9-12s, whatever counts you're looking for, they have them. And check out their Cajun Grill next door. They turn out some really good food there. And plus their food truck over in Santa Fe, it's hard to beat. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. Let's head down Galveston Way again, jump the bridge, and get over to Offutt's Bio and check in with Sharky Marquez this morning. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot. How are you doing this morning?
Woo! We're rocking and rolling, man. Still running 100 miles an hour for sure.
It sounds like it. You sound a little tired this morning.
Hey, man, I am a little tired. Monday, we ran a 12-hour. Tuesday, we ran a 12-hour. Wednesday, we ran a 12-hour. man, we've been rocking and rolling, brother.
7-12s. Like a shutdown,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah. And that day is about 17 to 19 hours, you know, so...
Yeah, 12 hours of fishing, and then you got 7 hours of cleanup and repair and business and everything else. Never stops.
That's right, man. It never stops, but you know what? At least we've been blessed enough to have calm seas and get out there. It's been flat that's like a lake.
Yes.
You know, we just been having to keep a real close eye on these storms, man. I don't know if you've seen a future forecast this morning, but we're supposed to be on a 12-hour, but man, by about 8:30 in the morning, it looks like it just looks crazy out there. That whole radar, the whole Gulf lights up. And I'm talking about bad. At least that's what I'm seeing on my future forecast deal. About 8 or 9 in the morning, it's going to get scary out there.
Today?
I'm looking at the... Yeah.
Really?
I'm looking at the weather. Mm-hmm. On my Weather Channel future forecast deal, that's what I'm seeing.
Boy, that ain't good.
I know.
See some spotty shower stuff out there in the Gulf. It's supposed to...
Yeah.
We're supposed to build up some kind of low down there in the lower Gulf. And that's what's going to bring our rain chances up tonight and tomorrow for sure. But, yeah, I'm seeing some pop-ups starting out in the Gulf.
Yeah, and that's how it was yesterday. Just some little pop-ups. It wasn't no big deal. But I think once that sun, you know, creeps up by about like 8 a.m. or whatever, from what I can see, it's gonna be some pretty nautical stuff out that way. But
yeah,
I don't
some
know,
of these
Mickey,
storms hadn't been too easy to play with. I'm telling you, man, they've been packing some winds and a lot of lightning in them, man.
No, and I got I sent you a screenshot of 8:30. You're gonna freak. It looks pretty bad, but yesterday, I'm sorry, 2 days ago, we went out. We tried to stick a swordfish. Went 0-for-2 on swordfish. Trolled around, you know, some live ballot or some rig ballot looking for a billfish. Mm-hmm. It was 2:30 in the afternoon. We left at 5 a.m. Didn't have a fish in the boat, Mickey. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Good.
It was a long morning. So I said, man, where can we catch a lot of fish quick? And found some shrimp boats, you know, around the weather buoy out there in Freeport. We were already down that way doing some trolling and stuff. And, man, in 2 hours, I think we had 30 mahi, a 60-pound cobia, tuna. Good. Oh, yeah, man. We bounced around boat to boat, finally found one that was just absolutely loaded up with some mahi, and then had a giant cobia swim out, and couldn't get him to eat on anything to save my life, and finally got him to turn on this giant, you know, big old grub worm looking thing. You know, James Reuter, he sent me some tackle, and he sent me this big old long eel, man, and it's like that thing is like 2.5 foot long, and he's like, man, it looks like an awesome cobia bait. It really does. So I'm gonna have that on my boat next time we make it out there and see if I can catch up a big old cobia while we're out there. But anyway, man, it's been good. We went yesterday, got some blackfin and some big old crazy bonita and a couple mahi and some snapper, and it was a great day out there on the shrimp boats, man. Just bouncing around until you find them.
Right.
You know, throwing 60
pounds. Well, that screenshot you sent me, what weather site's that off of?
Yeah, isn't that nuts? So that's it's the Weather Channel app.
Okay.
And I pay for the premium on the app, and it's got a 6-hour high resolution, 6-hour radar. And I'm telling you, it is, out of all the 50 apps that I got downloaded on my phone,
that's the one.
It is the most accurate to a T. You know, I mean, it's
close. All those pop-ups that I'm seeing on live radar right now, that's what it's going to turn into, it looks like.
That's right. It's wow. light rain at 7:30, and then, you know, it builds, and I tell you what, by about 8:40, 9 o'clock in the morning, it looks sporty.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be out there with that one. That's a lot of red in that. Lots of red.
Yeah, it looks like something you don't want to mess around with.
No. Not me, brother.
Not me either, buddy.
I believe I'd not be either, running a jetty friend. Trip or something today instead of that.
That's what we're doing, man. We got some lodgers. They came in last night, stayed in the lodge, and they're flexible for our fishing throughout the day. And, buddy, with all that out there, I just said, man, let's go tear up some fish at shore.
But y'all did have two swordfish on. That's good. You had two hooked.
Yeah, man, I had a buoy line out. And then a pitch rod, and I was just explaining to him, yeah, that buoy, 90% of the time, that buoy just lays over because that swordfish is coming up with the bait.
Yeah, he just picks it up, lay, comes up, and lays it over. Exactly.
Just lay it over. And they said, man, that thing never gets yanked underwater. And I said, man, you know, I've just really zoned in on the swordfishing really, really, like, this year. And I said, man, right. I haven't had one yank that thing under the water yet. Boy, about the second those words came out of my mouth, buddy,
there
that thing—I mean, gone, dude. I mean, that thing was 20, 30 foot underwater. Okay,
right.
I mean, it got picked up, and it's under. And then I free spooled it and let that fish eat. And that buoy looked like it was attached to the daggum Titanic down there,
yep.
Buddy. That thing was cruising, and I thought for sure we were going to – I mean, that fish was angry, stripping line. I thought for sure we were going to get that fish, but, man, he just didn't get the hook in him.
That wasn't meant to be, man. That's well, Sharky,
that's
I'm going to let you get to work, man. I know you're busy
all right,
and
Bubba.
Tired and all that. Throw them out some info.
No
somebody
problem,
reach
brother.
You guys. Come down and live the dream.
Come on, man. Let's go live the dream, baby. We tired, but we're ready to rock and roll, man.
I know
these fish,
you are.
They don't stand a chance against us, buddy. We're excited. Hop on Outcast Charters Galveston. Give us a Google. Check us out at Bayside Event Center right here off 61st. We have on-site lodging, corporate events, birthday parties, you name it. You wanna do anything down this way, we can make it happen. Come in, lodge with us, and let's go make some memories, guys.
Do it up. All right.
All right, buddy.
Good luck, man. Take
See
care,
you,
brother.
All
right.
I'll let you later, man.
All right. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in Galveston. Now let's jump up to the Sam Rayburn Reservoir, check in with Randy Dearman this morning. Hey, Randy, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning there, Captain Bick. How you doing there, buddy?
Oh, well, life is good, brother. How about you?
It's just too hot.
It is. It gets kind of warm. You got to get them early and get in, brother.
That's it. We went out there, me and a buddy, yesterday and bass fished for a while. We ended up catching 15 or 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Didn't have no big ones, about 3.5 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, caught a few of them shallow, and some of them, a few of them deep. It just
right.
You know, just wasn't no, just seemed like everything we done, we caught a few. You know, lake is down low.
I've been watching it drop for a while now.
Yeah, it's probably 7 foot down. You know, hot as it is, they're not letting the water out, but the evaporation with some of this heat, I'm sure it's going to keep on
right.
falling. I went by and looked at and I'm working there on the dam. Looks like they're coming back this way now. So shouldn't take them too much longer to finish up. And I don't know. We'll get some rain. It'll get back up. But it's good for the lake to go up and down like that, actually. It's kind of irritable, but let all that old ground, you know, there's a lot of ground that just all silty and all, it'll dry out. Maybe we'll get some of that good grass growing back.
Yeah.
Now that the lake's leveled off, I hadn't crappie fished the last few days. We're gonna have to get out there, and we did ride over a bunch of the brush piles yesterday and look at them. It looked like they had a lot of crappie on them, you know, looking at electronics. So,
right,
that's exciting. Ready?
Well, maybe with that lake stabilized now and not all that water flowing out through it, make the crappie bite better.
I think it'll be back on. I'll let you know there. But, just go out there and drop a minute down on top of them, see if they're.
You'll find out real quick.
Oh, yeah. You know, before, just, you know, when they were pulling that water so hard, I don't know, it just like they got away from the brush. But yesterday, we went over about four piles, and, you know, every one of them looked like they had quite a few crappie in them. So,
yeah.
I didn't have my little spin rod with a jig, or I'd have dropped it down in there.
Catch the waters.
There you go. I think we're going to get a little rain today. We got some yesterday, a little bit in the morning, and we got a little bit in the afternoon. The most of it went, I think, to the west of us, you know. South and the west of us look like, I listened to the news there, and I think they said it's supposed to rain today, but get up and get to moving around here and get my tail on out there on the lake before it gets too hot.
Everything's fine right now. The only rain's out in the Gulf, a few pop-ups, but other than that, mm-hmm. Real quick before we go, I had a listener text. He wanted to know what, when you're flipping a jig, what do you flip? What do you like to throw?
As far as plastic on a trailer? Are you talking about for bass?
Flipping for bass.
I depend on, whether it's, you're in heavy vegetation or,
right,
around drops, we throw a half ounce jig out there on them drops a lot,
Yeah.
If you're flipping in heavy vegetation, a lot of times you have to use an ounce to, an ounce and a half, to penetrate, to get on through it.
I got you. All right, man. Well, I got to run. Throw them out a number, Randy. Somebody wants to come up.
Hey, 936-328-0864. Have a good gap, Mick.
All right, buddy. You too. Later, man. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.